online,
on your smartphone,
from the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM
with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hickmott.
Donald Trump's responded after Moscow warned against military strikes in Syria following a suspected chemical weapons attack. The US president tweeted saying, "Get ready, Russia," adding they will be coming. Meanwhile, Theresa May's agreed with her American and French counterparts that the international community needs to respond. But Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says the PM's yet to confirm how the UK will.
I think we are still seeing a question mark over what Britain's response might or might not be. I think it looks an inevitability that America, with at least France, possibly Britain, will carry out airstrikes. In terms of a time frame, I think we're probably looking a few days' time.
For the third time in as many days, flowers left in memory of a burglar from Kent who was stabbed at a house he was targeting have been torn down. 37-year-old Henry Vincent from Swanley died following a confrontation with the elderly homeowner in Hither Green a week ago. His family have vowed to keep replacing the tributes. It's thought the doors of a building that's home to a county and family court in Medway have been blown off during a burglary. Police were called to Anchorage House on Chatham High Street at about 7 this morning. Investigations are ongoing. A Kent footballer has been cleared of stealing a car, passport and keys from a woman in Greenhithe. Liam Bellamy, who plays for Dover Athletic, was charged with robbery along with two others after the reported incident in 2015. But the prosecution offered no evidence against them when the case went to trial. The 25-year-old from East London and the other defendants were found not guilty.
KMFM News.
Kent's one of the first places to trial a new rehabilitation scheme for people who've mistreated their pets. The RSPCA's come up with the idea to teach them how to look after animals properly. Courts in the county are now able to offer older offenders to complete the course, and it's already happened for cases in Dover and Snodland. David Allen is head of education at the charity.
But I guess it's quite unusual for the RSPCA to be seen to be helping people who have offended against animals, and so it should be part of a behaviour change programme as well. We're looking to reduce the number of people who come before us again or come before the courts again because they've been cruel to animals.
Police say they're treating a huge grass fire in Folkestone as suspicious. It broke out near the Roundhill Tunnel on the A20 on Friday evening. It's now thought someone deliberately set it alight. £40,000 is being given to help people in part of Kent who suffer from hoarding. Huge amounts of clutter can leave some properties difficult to get into and cause a problem for neighbours, with litter spilling into gardens and causing a smell. It's something that affects about 1 to 2 people in every 100 and has only recently been recognised as a mental illness. Jill Roberts is chief exec of West Kent Mind, who are getting the cash.
I think that's potentially a very helpful way of looking at it, actually, because it then really starts to lend itself to therapeutic and other types of interventions that hopefully will be really helpful for people who have this problem.
They're setting up a declutter buddy scheme in Sevenoaks, and alcohol bought at airport shops could soon be placed in sealed bags to stop people getting drunk on flights. The government's also considering tougher penalties for passengers who've had too much.
Sport with dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Kent's Dina Asher-Smith will go for a medal at the Commonwealth Games in Australia tomorrow. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Keelan.
Well, she finished second in her 200 metres semi-final earlier and seemed to be in good form. Kent's Jack Green will also go in the final of the 400-metre hurdles tomorrow. Elsewhere, England's Olympic diving champion Jack Law has successfully defended his 1-metre springboard title at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Alicia Blagg and Catherine Torrance picked up silver for England in the synchronised 3-metre springboard competition. Football and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they can't yet be put in the same class as their potential Champions League semi-final opponents. They completed a 5-1 aggregate win over Manchester City with a 2-1 victory in the away leg. It's their first time in the last four for 10 years. And Gillingham have passed their target of 50 points for the season after holding title-chasing Blackburn Rovers to a goalless draw at Priestfield. Boss Steve Lovell says he's not concerned that they didn't score.
We've gone out there and just played like we have been doing for most of the season against the league leaders and give them a game. And that will be you know, that's just as rewarding as winning the game, to be honest.
The Jewels are now up to 15th in League One and have five games of the season left.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.